You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
You like to talk about how every once in a while you get a little misty-eyed thinking about your old house. So you'll get in your truck and you'll drive by to take a look at it.
I have done that, yes, often.
You do it many times?
Uh-huh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Because, again, that house is essentially in the same neighborhood that my parents are in.
Okay.
So I have many opportunities just to go zipping by.
Daily. Well, so, yeah, I'm back in town, and I'm in one of my review cars, and I'm driving it around to kind of get the feel of it and make some notes so I can write my review.
Mm-hmm.
And I ended up over on the side of town by where I used to live, and I thought, oh, I'm just a few blocks away. I'm going to cruise by. Well, I didn't even get into the neighborhood because just outside the neighborhood, one of my old neighbors is actually walking by. So I pulled over, I rolled the window down, I go, hey. And he actually did, an actual double take.
Where
he
looked, it's been like 3 years.
Kind of just gave a wave because he just thought it was somebody saying hi. He kept walking, he took like 2 steps and he stopped and he looked back like, Dom? And I ended up talking to him. Now, there's an old saying that you can never go home again. And I guess what that's saying is that, you know, look, things change, things evolve. And if you want to go back to your old, you know, like if people who go back to their old hometown 25 years later, it's not going to be the same, right?
Correct.
It's going to be.
Things have changed.
Things have changed. Well, my old neighbor proceeded to fill me in on everything I have missed in the last 3.5 years since I moved out. He had plenty of stories about the people who bought my house.
Okay.
Yeah. And I guess.
Are they not taking care of it?
They're taking care of it okay. But I guess there's been some interesting drama with who lived there with the person who bought it.
Huh.
I can't go into too many details on that.
Well, you tease.
He told me about. Oh, I'm getting to the good stuff. Just wait. I'm saving the cherry for on top, friend.
All right.
He told me about people, sadly, in the neighborhood who have passed in the 3.5 years.
Sure, that'll happen.
My good buddy Tim, just a few doors down from me, I found out that he's got a little summer place up in Grand County, up by Grand Lake. And it was one of those that got burned down in that big fire.
Oh, that's.
I know. He said it was horrible. He goes, the stories of the people up there, he goes, it was just horrific. Because, you know, the Grand Lake Lodge, I think, was spared and everything.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of homes didn't make it.
Yeah, that's
Tim's
right.
was one of them.
That sucks,
I go,
man.
Oh, man, that's horrible. And he talked about how, you know, there in the park behind our little community, there was a fire, and they actually evacuated because they thought it was going to hit our neighborhood.
Gosh, man.
He says, but at the last minute, it didn't.
Hmm.
So I could have been that. But here's the good stuff. I mean, he went on for like 20 minutes. I mean, I got all sorts of news. He says there's somebody who moved into the neighborhood. I don't know how long ago, but sometime in the last 3 years. And immediately got very aggressive and I guess was threatening the HOA board members.
Really?
He goes, the guy could be seen out in his front lawn with a gun on his hip.
What?
don't get on
what?
My property kind
what
of thing.
The cuckoo back in the clock.
Yeah. And my eyes must have been the size of, you know, like
so
saucers.
So this was a new guy. You didn't know this guy.
I don't know. He moved in after
moved
I
in.
Left.
Okay,
he moved into one of the other houses like a couple streets away
My
or something.
God, how do you deal with that guy?
He's like, yeah. He goes,
call the police.
I think the police have been out a few times.
Oh, my gosh.
And I'm like, what happened to my neighborhood?
Went downhill, buddy.
He said, this is all the drama that's been going on
Holy
since
cow.
You moved.
That's scary. That guy is scary, man.
Scary.
I'm on the HOA in my neighborhood. I don't want that to happen with somebody in my hood. My God.
But, you know, you can drive and look. I lived in it wasn't like Cherry Hills.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it wasn't anything like that. It wasn't Castle Pines. But, I mean, it was a nice neighborhood.
Yeah, yeah.
And you would not think.
Crazy can be everywhere.
Crazy
man.
Can. That's the lesson. The takeaway is that you just don't know what's going on inside any of the walls of any of the houses you drive past.
I'm dying to know what the HOA was after him for.
I was. So would I. Because that was a pretty low-key HOA.
Huh.
I got to say, because the HOA takes care of lawns and maintenance.
Yeah, what else is there? You had a very low-maintenance neighborhood.
Very.
Yeah.
Was he, leaving his trash barrels out, you know, one day too long?
Yeah, who knows?
Who knows? Like, what?
Did he have a shovel sitting outside, you know, during the winter or something? Or
well, you know how HOAs are.
Pamphlets on his door? I know. It's like,
did you leave your Christmas wreath up until January 7th, sir?
That your garage door was cracked 6 inches. And
that's right.
Yeah, it's stuff like that that does go on. But wow, man. Well, did you drive by your house then? How's it look?
All I did was I didn't actually go into the community. I went down to turn around, and I could see it from where I turned around. Yeah. Looked exactly
probably
the same.
You didn't do much at that place. So. Sitting there all basic there. At
you know,
end.
It's funny because I asked my old neighbor before I was done. I said, I said something like, well, you're probably just glad to get rid of me. He goes, no, you were quiet. He goes, you were quiet and friendly, and that's all
now
we
it's a swinger house.